Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging around with me. Thank you to Van Halen for bringing us in there. Pretty good music, huh? It's good to be back with you. It's good to continue to be with you. And you're going to be glad you're hanging out with us because we've got Robert Fritz back with us. Ladies and gentlemen, Robert has been helping managers put their best foot forward to get for a long time with common sense and analytics. He is the author of The Path of Least Resistance, also The Path of Least Resistance for Managers, and a co-author of a newer book called The Managerial Moment of Truth, along with Bruce Bodakin. And Robert is here with us right now. Robert, welcome back to the show.
Oh, pleasure.
It's good to have you back, as always. These are challenging times for everybody.
Yeah, they are.
Robert, a manager... In regular times, meaning times when the economy is kind of okay, maybe whether it's growing or not is another matter. But I don't like to use that word normal. In regular times, it's tough enough to be a manager. But when you throw in on top of that an awful lot of fear and anxiety, it's really tough to be a manager these days, isn't it?
Well, it forces us. excuse me. It forces us to rethink everything,
yeah,
including our basic assumptions. Are they true? You know, what we assume to be true, is it true? How do we understand what we're up to? And first, if I may comment on the current situation, I absolutely see this as a failure of leadership on senior-most levels.
On many levels,
but particularly the businesses. Mm-hmm. That are have been over the years have been focused more and more on short term performance versus long term growth.
The 90 day conference call, providing guidance to analysts and trying to make analysts happy instead of making customers happy.
Absolutely, and but on the other hand, even in those people responsible for a business, sometimes you know, I was listening to a guy who wrote a book that basically said MBA courses aren't very helpful.
Yeah,
and he teaches at a management college. I forget his name. I'd tell you his name, but I just forgot his name. And there was another guy who was arguing in the opposite direction from Harvard, also a management professor. And he said something that we hear all the time. He said the purpose of a business is to maximize profits.
Mm-hmm.
Now, actually, I think it's one of the stupidest things I've ever heard.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine if you're maximizing profits, you're not reinvesting in the business. Because the easiest way to maximize profits,
that's right,
is don't invest in capacity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, don't build the plant, don't
mm-hmm.
build the store.
Well, now you're saying, and folks, the reason we're talking about managers, and obviously we're talking about managers at the corporate, at the publicly traded level, because they're the folks who, to a large degree, have contributed to a great degree to our problems right now. But Robert, when I see corporate mission statements, and the very first thing they say is our goal is to maximize shareholder value.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? That's a great idea. But in my opinion, that's not the most important thing. That's not the first thing that should be shown.
Well,
the first thing should be shown.
You have to ask this question, Jim. You have to ask this question. Why did they sell shares in the beginning? You know,
what do they do to get people to be attracted to the shares?
The reason you're selling part of your company is to raise money for the actual purpose.
Right.
So the purpose could never be shareholder return on investment.
Exactly.
That's the shareholder's purpose. That's not the company's purpose.
That's right. It's exactly right.
And, you know, in a way we've lost I don't know if you want to call it this, but I would, sort of like the spiritual or the spirit of the purpose. You know, well, there's a lot of great companies have great purposes, and it's not shareholders' return on investment. It's to really create the great pharmaceutical products that save lives or help build, you know, technology and so on. And these are the really great purposes that companies exist. And the way they do that through some of their business strategy is to raise money through capitalizing company.
Well, and Robert, the thing is that there's so many things that small companies can learn from big companies. But this is an area where we turn the tables.
Absolutely.
This is an area where big companies should take a lesson from their Main Street brothers and sisters, and that is the goal of the business. On Main Street, we haven't lost any of this. On Main Street, we know that we don't survive if we don't take care of customers. We're not too big to fail. We're not going to get propped up by the government. In fact, we're going to get dissed by the government probably. And we've got customers that love us very much as long as we do everything they want us to do.
And often the business owner is the last to profit from the company.
Right.
You know, that's the one who's working all the hours that God sends and is paying everybody first and that person last.
Every time I get in front of a CEO, a corporately publicly traded CEO, I ask him or her to stop giving corporate guidance, quarterly guidance to analysts quarterly. And you know what? I've never had one of them to tell me that they thought that was a stupid idea. They've told me reasons why they couldn't stop, but none of them, they all acted like they actually wish they could.
Yeah, well, they can, except they are not showing leadership.
And courage.
And courage. And fortitude and any kind of character. Because they know it's wrong, or if they don't know it's wrong, they shouldn't be in that position.
So what can small business owners learn from all this?
I think what all businesses learn, and as you said, small business owners are a little more close to the essence of business than a lot of these large guys who just kind of lose touch with it all.
Pardon me, not to parse words, not to try to put too fine a point on it, but Robert, small businesses are the essence.
Yeah.
Of business.
I agree with you, except there's a few good large businesses that understand the same principles.
Yeah.
But it takes real leadership. But anyway, here are the things that I think are really essential.
Hold on to that thought. Tell you what, I'm going to let you take them off for us. We've got to take a quick break because we have to do some business. We have this thing called customers we have to take care of. And they have customers that they want to reach, and we're going to give them a chance to do that right now. It's 20 after. Robert Fritz is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's the co-author of The Managerial Moment of Truth and The Path of Least Resistance. Stay with us. Robert Cray bringing us back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out. Thank you for using it. We believe it will help you with your small business because you can find stuff there to listen to or to read. That's everything under the small business sun is there, folks, from something you can read in 5 seconds to something you can listen to in 15 minutes. Or 1 minute. We've got lots of stuff there, and I hope you'll use it. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog. Lots and lots of other stuff there. The knowledge base is there. AskJim.biz. SmallBusinessAdvocate.com. You can also find some of the work that Robert Fritz has deposited with us over the last year or so, including this interview today. We'll be up a little bit later in the day on the website. Robert is the co-author of The Managerial Moment of Truth. That's your new book with Bruce Bodecken, right, Robert?
Well, it's actually not my latest, but it's the newest business book.
Now, the newest one is the Path of Least Resistance for Managers.
No, the newest one is actually called Elements.
Oh, well, I don't have that.
Which is a collection of my writings. But, there's Path of Least Resistance, which is my original first book.
Tell us how we can find your
books. Path of Least Resistance for Managers, which is on Baird Kohler. And
tell us how we can find your books, Robert.
I think Amazon's the best way.
What about your website?
Yeah, Robert, www.robertfritz.com.
FRITZ, folks, and so check that. By the way, Robert, not that I'm asking for anything here, but I don't have your new book.
Oh, well, I'll send you right off.
Robert, I'm looking forward to that. You were going to tell us about some things that small business owners. You were going to tell us some things that small business owners can learn from all the stuff that's been happening.
Yeah, there's the essentials of business are these. We offer something. What do we offer? It's a product or service, or the combination of products or services together that have some kind of impact. Who are our customers? We may have one type of customer. We may have several customers. We may have customers who actually want things that are in conflict with each other. And then the next question we want to ask ourselves is, what do these customers want? Some people want quality. Some people want price. You've got to really understand the underlying motivation. Now, what I'm talking about is motivation, not need. So we don't want to do a needs assessment, because people don't always do what they need to do, but they always do what they're motivated to do.
What they want.
Well, yeah. Why would they buy from us? Why would they buy from somebody else? Why would they not buy? We need to answer those questions so we really put ourselves in their shoes versus our shoes. Too often, companies put themselves in their own shoes, in their marketing department shoes, and say things like, well, we have the most variety. Well, what if I only want one? I don't care how much variety you have. Do you have what I want? And then we also have to understand what we want. You know, a company can lose its way when it tries to be all things to all people. So it's very important for us to have a sense of ourselves. You know, what are we doing in the world? What do we care about? What matters to us? And that's so inextricably tied to our offer. Now, here's the key.
And in the 21st century, customers can see that, can't they? I mean, they can read through. If your behavior doesn't show some kind of values, if your behavior in the market doesn't show some kind of values, if they can't see that that your products and your behavior don't connect with each other, they can see that, can't they?
Of course. And who would want to do business with somebody who has no credibility?
More and more people don't. Exactly. Go ahead.
Yeah. And finally, and here's the key to a business strategy that seems in a way so simple that it really wipes out all of the hieroglyphics that you sometimes have from the high priest of strategy. Mm-hmm. This is really it in a nutshell. I'm about to say it. Is our strategy should be to make a match that's so good that it's an offer you can't refuse. And not in the Godfather sense, but just that it's so good. And so our job in conducting and figuring out business strategy is to see how we can make that match closer and closer between what our customers want and what we're offering and what we all care about.
Well, that's very important. And see, that's the kind of thing that small business owners usually get. It's easy to make that happen in small business, but even in small businesses, that principle runs off the rails sometimes, because I do think that sometimes we start thinking about what we like, what we want, and also our vision and our principles don't always get passed down to the person who touches the customer.
I think this last point you're making is one of the most essential.
Yep.
You know, you spend so much effort trying to get folks to either come in the store or call you up or go to your website, and when they get there, when they get a real person, does that person actually represent that we're glad that they called, or are they trying to drive away business because they're actually, you know, not they're kind of busy doing something more important, like reading the newspaper?
Right. Now, that particular issue right there is the thing that's so maddening to me, and the thing that I do not understand about some small businesses. When I walk in the building, and whether they've enticed me to come in with their ads or not, you know, somehow or another, we know that they've spent some money getting people in there, and I come in and they act indifferent about it. I mean, that's a professional death wish, isn't it?
Everything that touches the customer is marketing. Everything, the way we answer phones, the way we write letters, the way we answer emails, everything. But here's the other thing is we need to train them.
10 seconds.
They're not going to know that unless we train them.
Yeah, training is exactly right. Hey, Robert, robertfritz.com, folks, is a website. The new book is called Elements.
Yep.
Robert Fritz, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for being here, Robert. We'll see you next time.
My pleasure.
We'll see you then. Robert Fritz, folks. Quick break. Stay with me. Right back after these messages with Mark Mayberry. She was a bebop baby on a hard day night. She was a bebop.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.